Hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I do expect your story today because we're talking all about angels. That's right. If you have an angel story, I'd really like you to share the brief version of it with us today. Why? Because we want to encourage folks to understand it's a truth of our faith about the angels. Very, very important. We say it in the Nicene Creed. All things visible and invisible, seen and unseen. Okay, very important. So if you have an angel story or you think it might be an angel that helped you in a certain situation, Charles, our producer, just shared a story that happened to him. He remembered. I just shared a story with him right before we started the show. So angels are very, very active. They behold the face of God and minister to us at the same time. So that is very, very important to know that we have that connection through the angels. And so if you have an angel story, one that is something, it could be very big angel story, like it saved you from a very severe accident or fall or something like that. Or it could be something minor, like you lost your glasses or your cell phone, and all of a sudden somebody appeared out of nowhere and handed them to you and then walked away, didn't even want to thank you. Well, you should always thank your angels. So we're going to talk about it. I studied angels for many, many years, and in the course of that work, I received hundreds and hundreds of stories from people of all faiths, okay? Because that's one thing about the angels. It goes across all faiths, and it's really amazing. And they would share their stories, and they would always start off something like this. I think this might have been an angel, but I'm not sure. And I just wanted to see. So they would tell the story, and you know, the details usually emerged. And there was a common thread, a common theme about the nature of the angels and how they interact with us. So if you think you have an angel story, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I'm going to ask you to definitely pick up the phone. Matt Kabinsky's waiting at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It can be big or small story about the angels. I will share some as well. So please start calling in. Don't wait till the end of the show. Just if you can do me a favor, it would really help so that we can get as many calls in as possible. As phone lines are lighting up now. See, everybody see the angels are hard at work. In fact, I think my angel is working overtime. I'm just saying, I really do. I'm constantly leaning on my guardian angel. So keep your story down to the what we used to call in the old days, the Reader's Digest version. So the short, brief, condensed version so that we can get as many calls on air as possible. The work we're doing here today, this isn't just a show for entertainment, although yesterday we did have that with the joke show. So many of you wrote in and said, can you do that every single month? The answer, no. Why? Because my face and my side was hurting all day. Do you know how hard it is? I want sympathy now. Do you know how hard it is to laugh, hold in the laughter, and try to talk and keep my composure? Okay, it was difficult. And so I was in pain the rest of the day. Seriously, my face hurt. My jaw hurt. So, but I loved it. It was great. Are you kidding? I always love to laugh. I could laugh all day long. I think I'm going to be laughing all the way to the grave. It's just the way, I mean, and I don't have a flippancy about me. The laughter is just kind of just a genuine, innocent laughter, you know? So I think flippancy is dangerous and a borderline sin. So be careful of that. We can actually do a show on that. Actually, Charles is always taking notes. He finds things that I say interesting, so he writes them down. So Charles, if you can make a note that let's do a show on flippancy being a sin. Okay, so let's do it. That'll be a different type of thing we're looking at. Okay, so we have, okay, YouTubers, I'm waving to you guys. I'm getting some messages saying they're waiting for YouTube. So YouTubers, hopefully you're up and chatting and get your stories in there. So we do want your angel stories. We do have all the lines lit up. Now we do have a back waiting area, so you don't have to just keep calling and calling. So call in because it's like a second set of calls and then they'll come right in. So it's so fast and efficient with Matt Kabinsky and the way we have the call screening software, and it just works so beautifully. So if you could call in 833-288-3986. Now, I'm not here to confirm or deny or to reject your story. It's your story. But there's certain details, like I said, that that kind of emerge or show themselves, and they're kind of clear indicators that it probably is an angel manifestation. So I'll share those too. And also, in the course of the work that I've done for many years on angels, parents would send in stories of their 2 and 3 year olds that seem to be conversing with their guardian angel. Yeah, it's very possible, because the way we know that is a lot of the saints remembered talking to their angels at a very young age. So it is possible. So if you have that story as well, please send it in. 833, or I should say, send it in by email, comment, or call in. 833-288-3986. Okay, we've got Pedro on social media. I'm waving to you guys, so get your comments in. We've got Matt on the phones, and I think we are ready to go to the almost to the phones in just a moment. Let me just check. We've got all the lines lit up, so I have to double check everything. But let me do this instead. It's very important. We have two saints today that I wanted to highlight real quickly, and then when we come back from the break, we'll go right to the phones. The first one is Saint Gerard Majella. Everybody just loves Saint Gerard, because if they got married and is starting a family, so many times you ask for the intercession of Saint Gerard so that you're able to have children. And I know that my mother-in-law, Marty's mom, my mother-in-law prayed to Saint Gerard when she was starting her very big family. She had 7 children. And she said that if she ever had boys, she would name their middle name Gerard after Saint Gerard. And sure enough, she went on to have 4 boys. So you could guess my husband's middle name. It is Gerard. And that's after Saint Gerard Majella, which is the saint of today. Also, another great saint today is Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, Sacred Heart of Jesus. Everyone, see, look at the connection here. My husband with Gerard, and now me, because my mother's middle name is Margaret. My mother passed away, but my mother's middle name is Margaret, and she had a strong devotion to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. And my mother had a big devotion to that great saint and the Sacred Heart devotion. So that is today. So please learn the lives of these two great saints, because this is a very special day. In fact, all of October is just packed with powerhouse saints. Okay, when we come back, we're going to the phones, full phone lines here at Take Two on Angel Stories today. Call us 833-288-3986. Drums for this for theme song today on Take Two. Kind of cool. That must be an ace leftover when he was our producer. That is so cool. Okay, before we get to the full phone lines, keep calling on Angel Stories, 833-288-3986. Okay, just to make sure I say this, because I don't want people to think I play favorites with the saints. I love all the saints. They're in heaven. I love all of the saints. I love all of the angels, the holy angels. So there you go. So I was just highlighting 2 special ones today. Okay, join us tomorrow night. This is so important, you guys. Listen up. Join us tomorrow night for a special edition of The World Over this week, as Raymond DeRoyo talks with presidential candidate and former president Donald Trump. So that is going to be an interesting conversation. The World Over at a special time tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, only on EWTN Radio. So it's a little different. I'm going to definitely be tuning in, so should be interesting. Okay, we're going to get right to the phones in just a moment. I just have to share one other thing. Hopefully I'm waving to all you guys on YouTube now. Thanks, you guys. You know, I love how the Take Two family takes ownership of all the topics every single day. You guys want to be a part of it, and you let me know right away when you're not connected or when things aren't happening. So I just want to say thank you so very much, because you really do care. You care about the show. You care about getting together as the faithful. So that's wonderful. Okay, Maura is up first from Hamburg, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Maura, so cool that you are first up, because you're kind of setting the tone for this entire hour. Do you have an angel story?
Yeah. Did you say Maura?
Yes, Maura. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so sorry. I probably had a little bit of a New Jersey twang to it, because I said that. So you actually pronounce it Maura, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Go right ahead.
Well, when I was a girl, my mother used to take us to 6:30 Mass, and coming home, we would drop off the Irish girls who worked in the neighborhood. And we were going along, and we were going to pull up. And there was a big milk truck there, and we started to skid, and we were skidding pretty fast. And my mother called out an angel, and the car stopped. And we didn't jerk, we didn't skid, the car just stopped. And really, it was a miracle, I think. It was the angel. I think she knew the angel.
Yeah.
She knew all about them.
Right. Okay. So you're sharing with us that your mom probably had an understanding and awareness and a relationship with her angel and just called upon her angel when she needed them, correct?
I think it was like one of the big angels.
Oh, one of the big ones, like St. Michael or them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you ever remember hearing your mother pray any angel prayers?
Well, everybody prayed the angel of God prayer. I don't know. My mother, I mean, we said the rosary all the time.
You did? Okay.
Went to 6:30 Mass. So, you know, and she read. I mean, the library was filled with religious books. That's all my mother.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Can you tell us your mom's name?
Mary.
Why did I know that?
Until she was 7, she could only wear blue and white.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me share something with you. The reason why I'm going to say that I believe that was an angel encounter is because typically when somebody very quickly leans on the angels, when they've already developed that relationship, they already developed that respect for the angels, they understand the angel's role. Obviously, your mother was well-formed in the faith. Your mother knew that there was a whole network of help on the other side of the veil. And so and I'm just saying this from me, just from the years of study of angels, that I believe that was an angel encounter. So yeah, it just makes sense. Usually when somebody will quickly rely on the angels to help, they have already done the hard work of developing the awareness. Because see, let me just share something with you, Mara, which is so important. The demons want all of us to get off focus with the angels. They don't want us to think of the holy angels. They hate that. Mm-hmm. So that's why so many people don't even remember to say the guardian angel prayer, or they don't even think about their angel during the day, or they will say to someone, I feel so alone. Well, if you really knew your guardian angel was beside you, you would never feel alone. Do you see what I'm saying? So your mother obviously tapped into that. Your mother, yeah, that's beautiful. Great story. Anything else you want to share?
No, not today. Thank you. Oh, except I really...
Except what? I'm sorry?
I love Italy.
You love Italy. Oh, yes. I love Italy as well. I want to go back. I want to get dual citizenship, actually. I'm working on dual citizenship, my husband and I. So we have a little, we think we have a way we can do it through my dad. So I'm excited about that. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, Mara's going to free that phone line. You can hear my New Jersey accent coming out. It just does. I don't know why. So if you have an angel story, please share with us now. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Keep it brief, just like Mara did. And then we'll go to Catherine in Long Island, New York on the iCatholic radio app. Hi, Catherine. I'd love to hear your story.
Oh, great. Yes. Okay. Two quick ones. First one is I was driving to pick up my kids from school, and it had been raining heavily the couple days before, but it was windy, and we know what that spells. So as I'm crossing the road in my car, heading toward a certain road with more concern about big trees, a voice said to me, "Watch out for the trees." So I took note of that in my head and kept going, made my turn down the road of concern and just sped up a little bit to try and hurry through it. A block after, I would say, out the distance of a block or block and a half. After one point, I heard a giant thud, and a big giant tree had fallen straight across the road where I just driven. So that's my first angel story.
Wow. Okay, I need to ask you a couple questions before I let you go. That's a great story.
I have one more that's like that, but it's shorter.
Okay, but I have to ask you a question. You said you heard a voice. I need to
interiorly.
Okay, I need to ask you a couple details about the voice that you heard. Okay.
All right.
Was it a very commanding voice? Was it a voice that you knew that you needed to follow? Was it a voice that you weren't going to second guess?
Yes.
Yeah. It's your angel.
Yes. And it's the fact angel. That it wasn't like me saying, oh, I think I should watch the trees. I knew it wasn't from my own thinking. It was someone saying to me, watch the trees.
Right. And okay. So now I'll ask you another question. Did you have a relationship or an understanding awareness of your guardian angel prior to this event?
Yes.
Yeah. See, okay, there you go. It's really quite simple. Yeah. The angels are very direct. I mean, God is very direct. He sets things up beautifully. So that's, do you want to tell the other quick story real fast?
Yeah. It happened for me one more time when I was driving home at night on a major road with, a crossroad with a traffic light. I was approaching the road, and I knew it was soon going to turn from red to green. But as I approached, there was one car sitting at the light, and the voice said to me interiorly, stay behind this car. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, okay, because I was going to pull up next door and go as soon as it changed, but I pulled behind her. Light changed. Someone at high speed went right through that light.
Mm. Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really, we were both kind of shaken. The other driver and I kind of rolled down the windows and said, can you believe that?
Yeah.
And I told her what happened. And I said, I was told to stay behind you. My guardian angel was working overtime there.
Yeah.
So,
definitely. Okay, so I want to tell you something else, too. So, Catherine, because you've had these encounters and because you have the relationship with the guardian angel, and I'm just saying from my viewpoint on this, that I do think those were angel encounters, absolutely, just because of the detail of it. And one thing you want to remember is that now what you just did today, being on a worldwide platform and sharing with the world your relationship with your angels, that is very pleasing to God, very pleasing, because God set it up in that way for us to really appreciate and understand the mission of the angels. So that is huge what you just did. All I would say
thanks
is keep sharing your story, because the more you share your story, the more you're raising awareness, the more the angels are engaged.
Yes, yes. And I keep sharing a Eucharistic story about angels, too, that happened with my pastor. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, good, good. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll have to hear that story on our next show. We have another angel show coming up. So make sure you mark it down and call back and share about, because we're going to be talking about miracles around the Eucharist. So if you could share that story then. Okay, thank you so much. We're going to get to Phyllis is up next in Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Phyllis. Thank you so much for waiting and welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you. Can
you
hear
me? I sure can. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'd like to share an angel story. I was living in Cleveland, Ohio at the time, and it was 1979, April 5th, which was my birthday. And I was just coming home from work, and it was raining pretty heavily, and I had a little yellow Volkswagen bug, and I had run out of gas on I-271 and 90 where they meet. And I got out of my car. I had no money. I didn't have any money, any cash, no credit cards. And I had my birthday dress and my birthday shoes and no umbrella. And I walked across the highway down the ramp to a gas station. And I gave the gas station attendant a cross pen and a calculator and said it was my birthday. And I ran out of gas. They didn't have any money. I said, I don't live far from here, but I'll come back and give you some cash. So he gave me about 50 cents worth of gas and a gas can. I walked back up the hill. Just as I was putting the gas into my Volkswagen, a person, a man, pulled up behind me, mm-hmm. and he had the letters. Little teary here. He had the letters L-O-V-E tattooed in between his fingers. And he said, "Here, let me help you." And he put the gas into my gas tank, and he said, "Go around and start the car." So I ran around and tried to start the car on the driver's side, and I couldn't get it started. He said, "Here, let me try. You get out and go around." So he started the car, and when I got to get out of my passenger side and get back in, he was gone. And I think my father had a black pickup truck, and he had passed away in 1972. So I just think that was my guardian angel, an angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it brought back the great love you have for your dad, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the connection's all there. Okay, so what you just tapped into, Phyllis, is you tapped into God's absolute gentle love for us when we need it most in care and concern, and just to give us that comfort. And especially, you started out saying it was your birthday. So don't you think God absolutely loved that day? It was extra special. So it's there's so much here we could talk about that you have. That's a great story with many details, and it has many elements that show that God is constantly trying to send His comfort and love and care. And so that should have made that. I bet if I'm going to say this, I've said this to other listeners all the time. I bet if you close your eyes, you can feel yourself right back there, right?
Yes, absolutely. I can. Mm-hmm. I relive it, and I tell people that. I tell a few people. I don't tell everyone, you know, because, you know, it's people that are special to me. I relay the story, but yes, I feel like I could just remember. I wish you would have stayed longer so I could have said thank you one more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a little glimpse of heaven there. That's what you got. You got a little glimpse of
it. I hope so, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when people can close their eyes and they're right back there and it feels so real again, that just is what it's going to be like, because God stands outside of time. So it has a whole different feel than what we're used to here on earth. What a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing, Phyllis. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Phyllis is going to free that phone line for you to share your angel story today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can also send your stories in on social media. I'm waving to you guys. You can put them right there, your story. You have to go really, really short story on the social media. But if you want to have a longer, detailed story, email it to us. Charles and I love to read the stories. Jerry's reading the emails as well. Take2@EWTN.com. So please send it in there. Also, you can go on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Find us there, like us there, share that Facebook page with others, and you can post your story there. So please do that today. And then Charles is going to post some interesting things after the show about angels and other topics. So that's really cool. Charles does a great job at sending us resources or little tidbits that we need to know to kind of finish the conversation or keep the conversation going. But today is Angel Stories. So I wanted to make sure I gave you ample time to tell your shortened version, condensed version of your angel encounter that you think you've had. And when I get back, I'll go right back to the phones. We don't have any announcements, so we'll go right back to the phones. Annie will be up next. So please consider calling in and be part of the second group. I'll try to get as many calls as possible. Yesterday, I think we took 19 calls for the joke show. It was amazing. I don't know if I can get to that many today, but I'll go real fast. 833-288-3986. Be right back. Okay, as promised, I'm going right back to the phones to hear your angel stories today on Take Two. So Annie is up next from Hamilton, Indiana on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. This happened like in the 80s. I had just turned 21. I was like really naive. We grew up in the country, and I was with my sister, who was quite a bit older than me. We went to a bar mm-hmm. with a girl that we knew through another girl, and it was really late, and the bar closed, and she was from Fort Wayne. She said, asked us if we wanted to go to an after-hours bar, mm-hmm. and we didn't know what that was, and we were like, yeah, sure. So we went to this after-hours bar. Do you know what that is? It's illegal.
Yeah.
There's we have a lot of bad stuff goes on.
Right. We have those here in Arizona, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we didn't know what it was. So we went, and as soon as we got there, she left. I don't know if she found someone she knew, or I think she was up to something illegal herself. Ooh. We didn't know her very well. And right then, I mean, me and my sister were freaking out a little bit. And right then, like, I turned my head, and there was a guy right looking right in my face, and he said, "You don't belong here." And we were like, we know we don't belong here. And he, like, just moved us into the corner and stood in front of us with his arms folded over his chest, you know, like a soldier.
Yeah.
And we talked and, you know, we chit-chatted through the night and everything. And we were there for hours. And people, like, were walking past us. And there were prostitutes there and drug dealers. There were guns. Oh, there was all kinds of stuff. And people were walking past us. We were at ease at that point, you know, because he was, nobody could see us. It was like we were all invisible, him and us, all of us.
Mm.
And he was like, and he told us that his name was Armando.
Mm-hmm.
And I later, like just with a few years ago, maybe I've been studying my ancestry and stuff, and I felt the meaning of people's names, and every once in a while, he'll pop into my brain, and I have to see his face right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was beautiful. But I looked up the meaning of Armando, and it means soldier man or army man or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, anyhow, the girl came back, and we knew there was our ride, and he disappeared. He was just gone.
And you probably never saw him again, ever.
No, we never went back to that area for one thing, but...
Okay, hold on a second. I need to ask you one question. This is so important. Obviously, you weren't allowed to go to that place. Your parents wouldn't have wanted you there, correct?
Oh, no, never. Well, Art died when we were really young, but... and we were kind of wild at that time, but... Like...
Okay, you're clipping out just a little. You're clipping out just a little. Rewind just about 10 seconds. Tell me what you just shared there.
That we didn't have any inkling that he was divine while we were standing there with him until we talked about it later, and we were like, I think that was an angel, and she said, me too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, I would say that was. Okay, and did anybody in your family were you ever taught the angel, guardian angel prayer? Was there any talk of it? Did you ever sense that any of your family members believed in angels?
No, okay. Not really.
Okay, and you're Catholic?
We grew up Catholic and everything, but that wasn't what we learned.
Right,
I'm sorry
but you
for
are.
The delay.
Okay, but you are Catholic, so here is the interesting thing. You probably learned that guardian angel prayer when you were little. Maybe you didn't memorize it or pray it every day, but it's part of the prayers that they teach. So the interesting thing is, because it's the truth of our faith, it is taught to everyone who is Catholic. So that's beautiful. Do I think that was an angel protecting you? Absolutely. So let me just finish the story for you and tell me if I'm correct. You and your sister went on to have pretty great lives and did some good things, huh?
Yes.
I know. I thought so. See, there's a reason. There's a reason the angels help protect people, because God still has work for people to do. God has a mission for each and every person. And so people will say, well, how come the angel protected me and some didn't? Because it's always in God's timing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go right ahead, Annie.
Well, whenever I have the opportunity to tell the story, it's always when I'm in a place where I need a little extra help. And I'm there right now. I need some help.
Interesting. So you're saying right now in your life, you need extra help?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so first, let me tell you this. There's no accident to this. So you actually, this is part of when I studied angels. I studied angels for it's even longer than 13 years now. But let me just share something. So a couple things. Annie, clearly, everybody has a guardian angel, but clearly you've had an encounter, I think. And so what I would suggest is say the guardian angel prayer in the morning, say the guardian angel prayer at night. Why? Because you're acknowledging God's mission. And when you do that, it just makes things move that much smoother, if you will, because God has a plan. He has a mission for the angels. And so when we acknowledge his plan, it's pleasing to God. Plus it also kind of ramps things up a bit. So please say the guardian angel prayer morning and evening. And this is true for anybody to do this. This is what I do. You don't have to do what I do, but I studied him for many, many years. So that's what I do. And then if you do, I put you, Annie, in the book. So God knows what's going on in your life right now. I put you in the book. We'll start praying rosaries, adoration, masses. So you're in the prayer book. But Annie, I would suggest if something is going on in your life that is either difficult, unsettling, you have uncertainty, if there's anxiety, fears, anything of that nature that's wrapped into it, prayer and fasting. I can't stress it enough. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be fasting from food, but prayer and fasting. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. All right. And keep the hope. Remember Padre Pio?
Oh, who was, always.
Yeah. Pray, hope, and don't worry. That's what Padre Pio's famous phrase was. Okay, cool. So you're all set. Thank you so much. We're going to be praying. Keep us posted. I'm sure we're going to get some praise reports because God's in the miracle business, especially when I think we're talking about angels and you can see that there's full phone lines plus, or I can see there's full phone lines plus. You got to trust me on that one. But thank you, Annie, so very much. Keep us posted on what's going on and we'll be praying. Sherry is up next and... Sherry is in Western North Carolina, so I need to ask you how you are doing, Sherry, because we are praying, talking about prayers. We're praying nonstop for the folks of North Carolina and Florida and the other surrounding states. So, Sherry, take it away.
Lots of charity in the Western North Carolina, and so appreciative of all the prayers and all the assistance that's came from everywhere. It has been a beautiful thing in a terrible time, but it has been a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are well.
Good. Good. And I'm so glad you're on the EWTN app. That's what I love about the app. You can take it anywhere. You don't have to worry about anything. So it's good that you have a good connection. So that's good. Okay. So tell us angel story.
Okay, so when I grew up in a home where my dad was an alcoholic and he was abusive, and when we were young kids, our mom used to have to take us and go and leave. And one night we were at my aunt's house, and we were like sleeping on little beds in the floor and the little beds that she had. And two of my brothers saw something that night that they talked about all their lives, and I probably was about 10, so I would say they were in the 7-8 year old range. And we're way older now, but anyway, I converted to Catholicism back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Much against my family's wishes, because we're in the Bible Belt of the Baptist,
sure,
religion here in Western North Carolina primarily. And I grew up as a Baptist, but I did convert to Catholicism and absolutely love our faith so very much. It's been such a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I encouraged my brothers to come over and watch some of the formed Bible study,
yeah,
with me.
Good.
And we had maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks into this once a week, watching, some of the Bible studies on there. And my brother said to me, sister, do you remember us telling you all these years about us seeing the lady or the white figure when we were little? And I said, yes. And that we weren't afraid of it, but it was like, it just was a little bit scary because they were little boys.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around and he said, do you see that right there? That is who I saw. And what he was pointing at, I have about a 9-inch ceramic white porcelain Our Lady statue.
Wow.
And I said, what? And he said, you know, and they were both here, and they went, yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. And he said, I'm telling you, I've never saw that before. And he said, but that is exactly what we saw. And I said, oh, my. And he left here that day, and he said, nobody will ever convince me otherwise. That is what I saw in that night in that room. And he said, when he first saw it, he said, Mom, because his first instinct was, Mom, maybe our mom walked in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he actually looked, it wasn't her, but it was a white figure. And like I said, he said, that is exactly what I saw right there. It was her.
So, is your brother Catholic today?
Huh?
Is your brother Catholic today?
No, ma'am. He is not.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So, what do you make of all this that you had this experience, and what would you like to share with us and pray for?
I would like to pray for my brothers because, I know that what they were learning about our faith really deeply resonated with them. And I think it's just very difficult to take that step of conversion after years of being taught certain things. When I was growing up, we were taught that the Catholic religion was a fearful thing. We were taught that it was to do not have anything to do with that. Okay, so that's years of being taught that. And
sure.
So I think I would love for people to pray for them because I even introduced them to the rosary, gave them rosaries, showed them how, and they were praying them. And so I would just love prayer for them that God will touch their hearts. And I pray that Mary will help guide them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, she's our spiritual mother, and she loves your family very much, just like she loves all of us, all her children. And so praying the rosary, oh, that's golden, golden. That's mm-hmm. perfect. Mm-hmm. And so they have blessed rosaries, your brothers?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Beautiful, beautiful. See, you're doing great work, and you're leading the family. You are leading the family. That's huge, Sherry. And I know it must be, You probably have moments of real great joy where you're seeing that breakthrough or that aha moments in your relatives, and that's a wonderful thing. But you're right, you know, being raised Baptist or being raised in a different belief and faith, it can be difficult because there's so many misunderstandings, misconceptions of the Catholic faith that there's this wall that goes up when somebody says, I'm going to become a Catholic. They're like, oh, that's, what are you doing? And so, but God has, in my opinion, God has tasked you, God has tapped you to be that leader in your family. And I'm sure you recognize that.
Well, I truly believe from what I've learned from my parish and our priest and everything is it starts from the home and works out.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I do believe that. And it all started with the difference that they noticed in me over time.
Right.
They actually approached me about learning more about it.
Right. Right. So you're living the faith. You're letting it. You're letting it come through
mm-hmm,
you. You're
mm-hmm.
radiating it out. That's perfect. And you know what? Whether they do convert or not, or come into the faith or not, you've done your work. So be really confident in that, and know that God is pleased. I believe that. I've seen it for so many years in religious education. So, you know, I feel like you're going to hear those words, well done, because it's important. And we just plant the seeds, you know, everybody's got their own free will, right?
I believe that. And thank you and all of EWTN.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, stay safe. We're praying. And thank you for sharing your story today. Patty is up next from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Patty. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, yes. So my encounter, I actually believe we encounter them daily, but the one that sticks out in my mind is when I was in college, which is many years ago, and I lived in an apartment. There was an upper and lower, and I lived upstairs with my roommate, and we had friends that lived downstairs, and one evening we went down to hang out, just watching television and hanging out, and out of the blue, a voice said, "You need to go upstairs right now."
Okay, stop for 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Stop for 1 second. I'm going to ask you the same question. Was that voice very commanding? Very, very, and you trusted it. You didn't hesitate. Yes or no?
Oh, not at all.
There you go. Okay, go right ahead. Please continue.
And so I jumped and I said to my roommate, "We need to go now." And everybody kind of looked at me and I said, "I'm going." So I went out the door and I ran upstairs. Don't even know why. Opened the door. And just as I opened the door and walked in, we had a dried flower arrangement. It caught fire from a candle just as I walked in the door.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole thing was in flames, and I got it and threw it into the sink.
Wow.
And I know, obviously, that was an angel, angel.
Yeah, your angel. Okay, I'll ask you the same questions I asked everybody else before. Did you have a relationship with your guardian angel? Did you ever pray the guardian angel prayer? Did somebody in your family have a relationship, any type of connection there?
Oh, yeah, every night before bed. We knelt down at my parents' bed, and that was the prayer we said.
Yeah. Well, this is why it bothers me so much. I'm so glad you called in, because this is such a perfect segue into what I'm going to share when I'm putting my religious education hat on. It bothers me so much because that angel of God prayer is kind of coined as a cutesy little angel prayer. It's not. It's a strong, strong, powerful prayer. You are acknowledging, we are all acknowledging Psalm 91, that the angels are there to guard us and guide us in all our ways. It's in Matthew when Jesus says, you know, be careful touching the little ones, hurting the little ones. Don't be touching them. Don't hurt them, because their angels in heaven are beholden the face of God. Okay, that's in Matthew. So we're affirming and confirming what's in the living word of God. It's pleasing to God. It then goes into full action, if you will, because now we are cooperating. So wow, that is powerful that your family set that tone, that every night you would pray. That is so cool.
First every morning, they went to Mass every morning, and then prayers every night. And
beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Great story. Okay. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I wanted to share real quickly. We're going to get to, Sarah next. Sarah, hold on. I just want to add Father Spitzer's Universe, Exploring Life's Big Questions by Father Robert Spitzer. I love Father Robert Spitzer, and he likes Take Two, so he's a friend of Take Two's. A priest and philosopher of science, Father Spitzer offers evidence and proof for common questions such as, is there really an intelligent being who created the universe? If so, what does this mean for each individual person? Does the soul exist? Is there a purpose for our suffering? And there's so much more. So it is a great book. Please pick it up. Father Spitzer's Universe, Exploring Life's Big Questions. It's available now at ewtnrc.com. Okay, as promised, I'm going to get back to the phones. Just wanted to let you know, we will take all your emails, take2@ewtn.com. Sarah is up next from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to share a story that we talk about a lot in my family. When my mom was a little girl, around 3 or 4, they used to have a lake house up in Wisconsin. And one of the days that they were there, my mom was supposed to be taking a nap in her room. And my grandma was like cooking lunch or something like that. And all of a sudden, she just knew that something was wrong. And she was like, "Where is Nancy, my mom?" And she ran down to the lake. She didn't even go to my mom's bedroom where she was supposed to be taking a nap. Mm-hmm. And she found my mom like face down in the lake and was able to pull her from the lake and do CPR and save her life. And I just really think that was my mom's guardian angel, my grandma's guardian angel, looking out for them. What are the odds that she knew just to immediately go down to the lake? It's just really kind of a crazy story, I think, and really,
yeah. Well,
somebody, some somebody was looking out for them.
Yeah. Totally. Okay. So that is an incredible story. And let me share with you a couple things. So again, did your family members have an understanding of the angels, or were they deeply religious in any way?
I wouldn't say that my grandparents were like deeply religious growing up, but I do know that my grandma, knows about guardian angels. She's always given me little like guardian angel prayer things when mm-hmm. for like birthdays and stuff like that.
Okay. So yes. And let me just share this. You're right. And they swoop into action. That's why there's always, you know, we have angels depicted with wings because they're so fast, and it's a thought. They're there, and they can come on the scene and help, or they can inspire somebody, or they can command somebody to do something. So that's why there was such quick action. They, you know, didn't even go up to the room to check and see if they were napping, went right to the lake. Okay. So yeah, that's how, and that's the beauty of how the heavenly realm is working on our behalf. So great story. Would you do me a favor? Keep sharing it, please. We need to build confidence in the angels. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. We've got Michael driving through Texas, and Michael is on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. Real quickly, I was driving home around 1 o'clock in the morning on a country road, and all of a sudden there's this brown thing in the middle of the road, and I'm like, what is that? And then I realized it was a cow. And I ended up hitting it. It slid onto the hood, crushed it, ripped the roof off of the car. And if I had been on the passenger side, I would have been dead. But I swear my guardian angel stopped the roof from tearing on my side for about a foot away from my head.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. So, yeah.
Did you believe in guardian angels prior to this?
Oh, yes, from a child.
You did?
Yes.
Good. Wow. Pretty amazing. So yeah, these stories like this, I mean, when you hear them, you're like, could this have really happened? Could an angel have really prevented this and make this happen this way so that I was unharmed, that nothing touched me? Yes. Cause in Psalm 91, it talks all about that. So, wow, Michael, that must make you feel good to share your story today with the world. I'm glad you're safe, by the way.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Well, keep telling it. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to, I don't know if I can squeeze anybody else in. Let me try real fast. Lynn in Albany, New York. Lynn, I've got like a minute. Why don't you go ahead and start your story?
All right. Well, my husband and I were in a very, very busy airport, and we had like 20 minutes to get to our connecting flight.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just hurrying as fast as we could. But even one of us, we're getting older, we couldn't go that fast. So we were afraid we were going to miss our connecting flight. So my husband put his hands in his pocket, and he had a like an angel coin,
mm-hmm.
and he just said a quick prayer. He said, please, God, just help us make it to our connecting flight.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy came with a cart, like a luggage cart, mm-hmm. and he just looked at my husband and said, get in the cart. I'm going to bring you to your next gate. And so we both got in, and we hopped in, and he got us right to the gate just in time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just feel like that was an angel in disguise.
Okay. Well, yeah. And let me tell you something else too. I've actually heard similar stories of this on the years that I studied angels. So that's, I mean, and you said that he reached in and said a quick prayer, grabbed the angel coin, and then all of a sudden everything worked out. I've heard that so many times because that's how quick they are, especially when you acknowledge that they are right there beside you and they're willing, ready, willing, and able to help. Way to go, Lynn. I'm so glad I squeezed in your story. Oh boy, here's the part that I don't like. I've got to say I'm so sorry to Janine and Jimmy and Rose and the others that are calling in and sending in messages. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. We will do this show again. I promise you, okay? As long as I'm still living, I promise you we will do the show again. Tomorrow's show is we're going to the radio conference floor in Alabama and speak with some of the radio affiliates, which is going to be so exciting, talking about the importance and the value of Catholic radio. So I want to hear from you. You got to tell us what you love about Catholic radio. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Charles, our producer. Thank you to all the affiliates at Carrie Take Two. And I'm just wishing you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.